Good morning.
早晨好。
I'm continuing something I started 2 weeks ago.
我现在继续两周以前我所开讲的。
2 weeks ago, we looked at worship in Isaiah.
两个星期以前我们看到以赛亚书里边所描绘的敬拜。
This morning, I want to look at another picture of worship.
今天我们再来看另外一幅敬拜的景象。
And then the next time I preach to you, I want to look at what that would look like in our congregation.
然后呢，下一次我们就来看，在我们的会众中，我们的敬拜是怎么样的。
Because we don't live in Isaiah's time.
因为我们没有活在以赛亚的时间。
We certainly are not in heaven, where I'm going to be talking about today.
我们当然也没有在天堂，我们今天会讲在天堂的敬拜。
And so as I've thought about this and studied about it, I in the back of my mind has been this question.
当我想到这些，我脑子总是在想着。
What would that look like for us?
对我们来讲，因为天上的敬拜对我们会像现在会怎么样呢？
How do we worship the way Isaiah worshipped?
我们如何能够像以赛亚那样子来敬拜呢？
And so the next time I preach to you, I want to look at that practical aspect.
所以下一次我讲到的时候，我们就要从实际的角度来看。
But today I want to give you one more picture of worship.
今天我要再给你们一幅敬拜的场面。
Because if we learn how to do something, but we really don't get a vision of why we should do it, it's not going to make much difference to us.
如果我们知道说要怎么做，但是却不明白为什么要这样做，那对我们没有很大的帮助。
And so this morning we're going to be looking in the book of Revelation.
所以今天早晨我们来看启示录。
I'm going to look at several scriptures if you want to follow along.
我们会看好多经文，如果你想跟随的话。
And we're going to look at what worship looks like in heaven.
我们今天来看在天堂的敬拜是怎么样的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, I thank you for the privilege to be in your presence.
哦，主啊，我们为了能到你面前来敬拜的这种权益来感谢。
Now this morning, would you help us to hear your word?
今天早晨求你开我们的心。
To see from your word what you want us to learn about how we worship you.
从你的话语让我们来看到我们应当如何来敬拜你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Towards the end of the first century, John wrote the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation.
在公元一四世纪的末期，那约翰就写了圣经的最后一本书《启示录》。
He's writing to Christians who are being persecuted.
他是写给被逼迫的基督徒。
Christians who are a little bit confused.
那基督徒也这时候也有点混淆。
Jesus had said to them, "I'm establishing a kingdom."
主耶稣告诉他们，我在建立一个国度。
And instead of a kingdom, all they can see is the power of Rome.
但是呢，他们没有看到这个国度，他们看到都到处都是罗马的权统治。
Instead of ruling, they're running from the rulers.
不是说他们在掌管，他们在统治，而是他们在逃命。
And the whole idea of the kingdom of heaven seems far, far away.
然后这个天国的这个概念好像离他们很遥远。
John is an old man.
现在约翰已经年迈了。
Now for some of you, you'll say this isn't so old.
然后对我们其中的一些人，我们觉得还没有那么老嘛。
He was in his 90s.
他已经九十。
But back then, that was very unusual.
在那个时期呢。活到九十岁是很不寻常的。
In fact, by the time he reached 90, there was a rumor that he was never going to die.
因为他活到了九十岁，所以那时候就有个传闻，就说他永远不会死。
And in his old age, he's been sent by the Roman government, sent into exile.
在他这个年迈的时候，这个时期呢，他被罗马政府流放。
They really don't want to put this old man in prison.
他们不想把他下到监里。
But they don't want him preaching.
然后他们也不想他去传道。
So they send him to this island off the coast of Asia Minor where he'll be isolated.
所以呢，他们就把他流放到了离这个小亚细亚这个不远的海岸的一个小岛上，这样他就跟别人都分开了。
And I'm sure he thinks my ministry is over.
我相信他可能就觉得说他的那个服事就结束了。
I'll die here.
我就死在这里。
But God wasn't finished with him yet.
但是神对他的工作还没有完成。
So in Revelation chapter 1,
所以在启示录第一章
verse 10 begins like this.
第十节是这样开始的。
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
当主日我被圣灵感动。
And this morning I want you to notice that everything that happens in Revelation is in the context of worship.
但是我们要看要让大家明白的是在启示录里所发生的一切的事情都是在敬拜的时候发生的。
He is worshiping when he sees everything in this book.
当他敬拜的时候他就看到这个书里所展现的一切。
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet.
我被圣灵感动听见在我后边有大声音如吹号。
Saying, write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches.
说你所看见的当写在书上把交给达于七个教会。
John is worshiping and God begins to reveal his great plan for history.
在约翰敬拜的时候神就向他显示了神对这个人类历史伟大的计划。
We've been looking for a couple weeks in the Sunday school class at this book.
这个主日学现在我们已经上了两次关于启示录的课。
And I'll tell you, I don't know what all the symbols mean.
然后我要向你告诉你我不知道这所有的符号这些象征都是什么意思。
Many people know what every one of them means.
有的人是每个符号都知道。
And if you have a theory after service, you can come tell me.
如果你有自己的一个理论一个理解你可以下来告诉我。
I will nod very politely.
我不会很有礼貌。
But I still won't know what every symbol means.
我还是不知道这些记号都是什么意思。
I don't have a timeline for when all this is going to happen.
我也没有一个时间表告诉你说这一切都什么时候会发生。
But I love the book of Revelation.
但是我很喜爱启示录。
Because it tells me that God is going to be triumphant.
因为他告诉我神最终是会大获全胜。
So I don't have to fear the future.
所以我不需要对未来恐惧。
He will win.
他会得胜。
But that's not where I want to look this morning.
但是那个不是我今天早上要看的。
This morning I want us to see what worship looks like in the book of Revelation.
我们今天早晨要来看在启示录里边所描绘的这个敬拜是怎么样的。
Because starting in chapter 4, John sees a picture, a glimpse into heaven of the worship that is happening there.
因为由启示录的第四章开始那约翰就一睹天堂的敬拜是怎么样的。
I pastored for a couple years in Taiwan.
我在台湾做过一两年的牧师。
And our church had a number of people who were new believers or first generation Christians.
那我的会众里边就有是那个第一代的信徒或者是刚信主不久的。
And they didn't know a lot of the songs.
所以呢他们对这个赞美诗就不是很熟悉。
And so the singing of the congregation was always kind of disappointing.
所以呢这个教会的这个诗歌呢总是让人有点失望。
When we're singing and half of the people are, I don't know this.
然后当我们唱歌就是唱诗赞美神的时候有一半的会众大概都有点不知道不知所云。
And so the song leader came to me and he said, I have an idea.
然后这个带领诗歌的这位基督徒就告诉我说哎我有个主意。
Can we practice the songs?
我们可不可以先来练歌呢
?So everyone knows them.
所以大家就都会唱了。
So at 9:30,
所以呢就九点半开始。
The pianist was there, the song leader was there.
然后诗琴就在那里然后那个带领诗歌的也在那里。
And they would start to practice.
他们就开始跟大家这样练习。
Line by line.
然后就是一句一句的练。
He would sing Amazing Grace.
然后他就开始唱这个奇异恩典。
And then whoever was there would sing that line.
那不管谁找到了，那就跟着他一起唱。
Through the whole songs we were going to sing.
然后就把这个所有他们后来要敬拜的诗歌先练习一遍。
Then at 10 o'clock when we had service.
然后十点钟开始崇拜。
It really sounded good.
那个听上就好了很多。
Everyone could sing.
现在大家都会唱了。
Well, I always remember that when I read Revelation.
所以我每次读启示录的时候就总是想起来这些。
Because John shows us what worship will look like when we get to heaven.
因为约翰向我们展示了当我们到天堂的时候敬拜是怎么样的。
And it seems to me that on Sunday mornings right here, we're supposed to be practicing for there.
所以呢对我来看呢就好像到就是星期天早晨我们就是在为将来在那里的敬拜在练习。
Our worship is rehearsal for our worship there.
我们现在的敬拜就是对天堂将来天堂那个敬拜的一个彩排。
In fact, John shows us that while we are worshiping this morning right here, this is the worship that is happening in heaven.
然后约翰就向我们显示，就让我们今天早晨在这里敬拜的时候，在天上，也就是我们在天上的敬拜。
So let's look at it this morning.
所以今天早晨我们来看。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
After this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven.
此后我观看，见天上有门开了。
The first voice which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, Come up here and I will show you what must take place after this.
我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
And John begins to see the scene in heaven.
约翰就看到了天堂的景象。
For the beginning of this chapter, he shows us the room that this worship is happening in.
他就看到了这个天堂的这个大殿
，the throne and all the beautiful scenery。
他看到了那个宝座，看到那所有一切的美好的。
But then, starting in verse 8,
从第八节开始
，he begins to show us the worship。
他就开始向我们描绘这个敬拜的场面。
And it seems to me this gives us a picture for what we should be doing here。
他就是告诉我们，对我来看，他就是。在我们讲述我们在这里应该是做什么
The first thing I want you to see is that their worship is focused entirely on God.
我第一点想让大家看到的是他敬拜的中心他们的所有的注意力都是在神身上
Verse 8
第八节
They're gathered around the throne of God.
他们就是围绕在神的宝座四围
God is on the throne.
神坐在宝座上
And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and within.
四个活物，这个四个活物有六个翅膀，前后身遍体都满了眼睛。
And day and night they never cease to say.
他们昼夜不住地说。
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神全能者。
Who was and is.And is to come.
是昔在、今在、以后永在的。
Now, if you were here 2 weeks ago,
如果大家两周以前在这里
and if you were awake 2 weeks ago,
如果两周以前那会儿没睡着
you should recognize those words.
你应该能够记起来这几句话。
This is the very same scene that Isaiah saw in China.
这就是以赛亚在以赛亚书第六章他所看到的景象。
That's why I say this is going on all the time in heaven while we are worshiping here.
这就是我所讲的，当我们在地上敬拜的时候，在天上一直在持续不断的敬拜。
Isaiah saw it.
以赛亚看到了这幅景象。
More than 800 years later, John sees the very same thing.
然后又过了八百多年，那约翰看到了同样的景象。
They're worshiping God's holiness. Holy, holy, holy.
他们在敬拜神的圣洁。他们说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
They're worshiping His power, the Lord God Almighty.
他们敬拜神的大能。他说主神全能者。
They're worshiping a God who is eternal, who was and is to come.
他们也是敬拜一位永恒的神。他说他是昔在、今在、以后永在的。
This is who we worship this morning.
这位神就是我们所敬拜的。
Everything in our worship should point us to this God.
我们所敬拜中的每一样所做的都要把我们指向这位神。
I told you 2 weeks ago, we worship a God who is high and exalted.
两周以前我讲过，我们所敬拜的是那位崇高而又高耸的神。
Not a God who fits comfortably.Into the box we want to put him in.
不是一位我们可以把他舒服把他放在一个小小的盒子里面让我们觉得很舒服的神。
But a God who is sovereign and who sits on the throne.
而是一位坐在宝座上主宰宇宙万有的神。
Does he do everything the way we want him to?
他会按照我们所希望的做每件事吗
Does he give us everything we ask him for? No.
他会给我们每件我们所求的事吗不是的。
But he is sovereign and we can trust him.
但是他是主宰万有的，我们可以信靠他。
John says that is the God we worship.
约翰说那就是我们所敬拜的神。
And our worship here is to be the same.
那我们在地上的敬拜应该也是同样的。
Let me ask you this morning.
那我问大家早，
When you step
through the doors into our
当你进到这个圣殿大堂的时候
Do you ever stop and think, I am in God's presence?
你有没有停下来想一下说我现在是在神的面前
Does it ever give you a sense of awe and wonder?
有没有给你那种叫你敬畏让你惊叹的感觉
It should.
应该是这样的
You're stepping into the presence of this God.
因为你是来到这样一位神的面前。
Now I know I said a few months ago, we are walking temples. God is with us everywhere.
我几个月以前讲过，我们是行走的圣殿，不管我们到哪里，神都跟我们，都在我们里边。
But God's house is a special place built to honor His presence.
但是神的殿，神的家是一个特别的地方，是为了来尊荣他。
And in our worship, we should have a wonderful sense.Of His presence among us.
在我们的敬拜中，我们应该感受到神奇妙的同在。
Worship in heaven is not about me; it's about God.
在天堂的敬拜不是关乎我，而是关乎神。
And please don't be offended.
请你不要感觉不舒服被冒犯。
But worship at PBCCC is not about you or me; it's about God.
但是在我们教会的敬拜不是关于你和我而是关乎神
Now that seems very simple
那看起来听上去很简单
But it's easy to miss
但是很容易就错过这个意义
Several months ago a friend of mine visited a mega church
几个月以前我有一位朋友去参观一个巨型教会超级教会
And he emailed me he said this service this it was spectacular
然后我那个朋友就说哇他们的这个整个这个崇拜简直是太令人观止了
You need to see this
你需要来看到
Well it's a whole other state I'm not going to see it
然后呢他就拿起来我当然看不到
So he sent me a video of the service
所以他就把那个录像发给我
I watched it
我就看了
And he was right
他说的对
It was spectacular
的确是令人叹为观止
The choir was incredible.
啊，那诗班真是太棒了。
The orchestra was in tune.
那个乐队呢，整个都是没有跑调。
And all of you who know music understand that that's not always true in church orchestras.
大家这个搞就是懂点音乐的人都知道，教会的乐队啊，并不总是能够不跑调。
They had professional lighting.
他们有这个专业的这个灯光。
I mean, I looked at this and I thought, I bet if I was preaching there, they would make me look good.
然后我就想说，哎呦，如果我到那个场景上，他们的灯光肯定把我看上去挺帅的。
It would be hard, but they could do it.
虽然不容易，但是他们还是可以做得到的。
They had a celebrity who gave a 5-minute pep talk.
然后他们有一个明星，就给了他们一个5分钟的这个简短的这种小谈话。
It was great.
哦，真的是很好像很棒。
Except for one problem.
只有一个问题。
The longer I watch the service, the more I realize something missing.
我看那个他的这个录像看得越久，我就发现缺了什么东西。
God.
是神。
Now he was listed in the bulletin.
那大家如果看这个周报的话。
His name was on the praise songs.
然后在那个他的名字也在这个他的他。神的名字在这个周报上也在赞美诗也在诗歌中
But he was very much part of the backdrop not the main point
但是这个这位神呢却是他们的背景而不是他们的关注的不是他们的那个中心点
The quality of the production mattered a lot
然后呢这个他们的这个整个的这个品质呢是很高
God didn't seem to matter so much
这个但是神好像不是对他们很重要他们只是在乎这个整个的这个展现出来的效果
Now I believe that we're supposed to do worship to the best of our ability
我相信我们要尽我们最大的努力让这个敬拜最好
I was really thankful this morning that our violinist played in tune
我非常感谢我们今天早晨的小提琴手他们的那个拉的琴都是是准的
I think that matters I really do
我真的觉得那个很重要
But
但是
God matters more than the quality of our production
但是神比我们这个就是所能产生的这个敬拜效果更重要
I realized as I listened to that service that it was much more excitement in the room about when the celebrity walked on stage than about God's presence in the service.
然后呢，我就看他这个录像，我就觉得当那个明星走到台上的时候，大家都很兴奋，而不是说看到神真的是在他们中间。
And I realized as I watched that it is possible to have really, really nice services without seeing God on His throne.
我觉得看这个整个的录像，我就意识到说，我们可能会有可能可以有一个非常非常好的一个敬拜，但是呢，却没有看到神坐在他的宝座上。
And please don't think I'm just attacking big churches.
不要以为我在攻击这个巨型教会。
Because it is very, very possible at PBCCC for us to go through our routine and forget that God is the center of our worship.
因为也很有可能就是在我们教会，我们可以就是做这一切的事走过场，但是神却不是我们敬拜的中心。
We can forget.That the center of our worship is not the worship leader, the musicians, or even the pastor.
我们有时候要我们要知道这个敬拜的中心不是我们的音乐，也不是我们的敬拜者，甚至不是我们的牧师。
We are here to see God.
我们来到这里是要见到神。
Go on further in chapter 4.
然后我们再看第四章的，再往下看。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
And before I read it, I want you to imagine the setting.
在我读之前，我请你想象一下这个场景。
Persecuted Christians.
这个被逼迫的基督徒。
They're not meeting in a beautiful sanctuary.
他们不是像我们这样聚在一个很美的殿堂里。
They're meeting in someone's home.
他们就聚在一个人的家里边。
Their prayers, their songs are very soft, so no one will overhear them and report them to the authorities.
他们不管他们的唱歌还是他们的祷告都是小小声的，这样不会有人听到去报告。
And that morning, the leader says, "I have a letter from the Apostle John."
然后呢，那天早晨呢，这个带领的人就说：“哎，我们有一封从约翰来的信。”
And he begins to read.
他就开始给他们读约翰。
And he says, "This is what's happening in heaven while we are worshiping."
他们就说：“这就是在天堂所发生的，当我们在。”正在发生了，而我们在这里敬拜。
And imagine as they hear this.
你想象一下，当这些被逼迫的基督徒听到这些的时候。
And realize someday we don't have to worship quiet.
他们就意识到，有一天我们不需要这种秘密的来聚会，悄悄的来聚会。
Someday we can boldly join in this worship.
有一天我们可以无所顾忌的，就是加入这个敬拜。
Worthy are you, our Lord and God.
他说，我们的主，我们的神。
To receive glory and honor and power.
你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的。
For you created all things.
因为你创造了万物。
And by your will they existed and were created.
并且万物是以你的旨意被创造而有的。
All of this chapter is about God.
所有的这些经节都是。关于神的。
Nothing is about how it makes me feel.
而不是说这个会让我感觉如何。
But let me tell you something wonderful about worship.
但是让我告诉你关乎敬拜的很棒的。
The more our worship focuses on God, the more rewarding it becomes to us.
当我们的敬拜越集中在神的身上，我们就越有益处。
This worship was not about how it made them feel.
这个敬拜不是要让我们感觉好。
But I promise you that if you see God the way they saw God in this chapter.
但是我保证你，如果你像他们这些人，你像这个经节里边的人，看到那样子看到神。
It's the most exciting thing that will happen to you all week.
那就总会是在发生在你生命中最令人兴奋的事情。
The more I worship Him,
我越敬拜他，
the more rewarding it becomes for me.
就感觉越有那种有益处，我就越兴奋，对我越有奖赏。
Chapter 4 shows me that worship is focused on God.
第四章向我显示，敬拜是关乎神，是注意力是在神身上。
But let's move to chapter 5.
现在让我们来看第五章。
John sees a scroll that has God's plan for history.
然后约翰就看到一个书卷，是神对整个人类历史的。
Because of sin, God's plan has been delayed.
因为罪，所以神的计划就被耽延了。
It's time to open the scroll.
现在就是要打开书卷的时候了。
It's time for God's plan to be fulfilled.
现在就是神的计划要成就的时候了。
But verse 4, John says, I began to weep loudly.
但是第四节就说到，约翰就开始大哭。
No one was found worthy. No one had authority to open the scrolls.
为什么呢？因为没有配展开，配观看，没有那个有人有权柄可以打开那个书卷。
Is it possible that God's purpose will be delayed again?
难道神的计划，神的旨意要再次被耽延吗？
And then, verse 5.
然后第五节。
One of the elders said to me,
长老中有一位对我说，
Weep no more.
不要哭。
Behold the lion of the tribe of Judah.
看哪，犹大支派中的狮子。
The root of David.
大卫的根。
This lion has conquered.
这位狮子已经得胜。
He can open the scroll and its seven seals.
他可以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
The elder says, "Look, see the lion."
然后长老就说，你看犹大的狮子。
And then notice what happens.
你注意一下下边发生了什么。
John is waiting for someone who has the authority to open the scroll.
约翰在等着一位有权柄的人来展开书卷。
The elder says, "Don't weep."
长老说别哭。
Look at the lion.
你看那个狮子。
He looks around for the lion.
然后约翰就到处去看找狮子。
And look at what he sees.
那他看到了什么呢？
Verse 6.
第六节。
I saw a lamb.
我看见有羔羊。
A lamb standing as though it had been slain.
有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。
He is looking for this great and mighty lion.
他在寻找这个一位就是很宏伟、很有威严的狮子。
He sees a lamb.
但是却看到了一头羔羊，一只羔羊。
The lamb that is slain to provide our redemption.
是被杀的羔羊，是为了给我们救赎。
And the rest of this chapter, we're going to see that because of that lamb, we have victory.
余下的章节我们就看到，因为这只羔羊，所以我们就有得胜。
One reason Revelation is such a wonderful book for me.
对我来讲，启示录是一本很棒的书的原因就是
I can tend to be a little bit pessimistic.
我有时候是比较容易悲观。
I can make a long list of problems.
我会把这个问题都给列出来。
And become discouraged.
然后就挺泄气的。
Revelation says that God is going to win.
启示录告诉我，神会得胜。
In fact, Revelation says something better than that.
其实启示录讲的是比这个更好。
Revelation says God has already won.
因为启示录告诉我神已经得胜。
Because this lamb was slain.
因为这只羔羊被杀。
God's victory is sure.
神的这个得胜就已经确定了。
Revelation says yes, there will still be battles.
启示录告诉我们还会有征战。
There will even be martyrs.
甚至会有人殉道。
Our victory is absolutely certain.
但是我们的得胜是百分之百的保证的。
Because of this.
就是因为羔羊。
Our worship focuses on God.
我们的敬拜是集中在神身上。
But then chapter 5 shows us that our worship celebrates the victory of the Lamb.
但是第五章告诉我们，我们的敬拜是颂扬羔羊的得胜。
Look at their worship.
我们来看他们的敬拜。
Verse 9, they sang a new song.
第九节，他们唱新歌说，
Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals.
你配拿书卷，配揭开七印。
Why is he worthy?
为什么他是配得的呢？
For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God.
因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族。
From every tribe and language and people and nation.
各方各民各国中买了人来。
You have made them a kingdom and priests to our God.
叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民。
And they shall reign on the earth.
做祭是归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Again, I ask you to hear that as those persons did.
所以我再次请你想象，作为想象一下这些逼迫的基督徒，当他们听到了这个时候
，They are risking death to worship this Lamb.
他们是冒着生命危险来敬拜这位羔羊。
And John said, "You worship."
约翰说，当你敬拜的时候
，Know that in heaven they are also worshiping.
要知道，在天堂上他们也在敬拜。
But they see something that you haven't yet seen.
他们所看到的是你还没有看到的。
They have seen that this Lamb is victorious.
这位羔羊，这只羔羊已经是得胜的。
The day will come. Verse 12.
是。有一天
When the Lamb will receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.
有一天，这一天一定是会来到，就是被杀的羔羊会得到权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞。
Worship is about Him; it's not about us.
敬拜是关乎他，而不是我们。
But again, I say to you.
再次，我告诉大家
，If on Sunday in your worship service,
如果在星期天的敬拜当中。
When we are worshiping here, if we can see the victory of the Lamb,
我们在这里敬拜的时候，如果我们能看到羔羊的得胜
we should go away encouraged.
当我们离开的时候，我们心里应该是大被鼓舞
We should go into our week with a different outlook on life.
我们在过这个余下的星期的生活的时候，我们对人对生活的看法是会不同的
Why?
为什么
Because we've seen the victory of the Lamb.
因为我们已经看到了羔羊的得胜。
We don't have time to go through every chapter of Revelation.
我们没有时间去看启示录的每一章。
But I want you to see quickly how worship goes through this whole book.
但是我想要你看到在这个整本启示录中到敬拜是怎么样进行的。
2 weeks ago, I tried to say to you that worship is important.
两个星期前，我想告诉大家，敬拜很重要。
In the modern language of the COVID world, church worship is an essential service.
就是在现在的这个疫情当中，怎么说呢？就是教会应该是基础服务。
And one reason I believe that is because of.
我之所以相信这一点，是因为启示录。
No matter how bad things get on earth, Revelation shows us that worship continues without a pause.
不管地上的情况有多糟糕，但是启示录向我们展示，在天堂上的敬拜是从来不间断的。
And so look at how the book moves forward.
我们看整个书卷是怎么往前进的。
Chapter 6 and 7, the judgment seals are opened.
在第六章、第七章，这个审判的七印、六印都打开了。
But look in verse, chapter 7.
但是我们看第七章。
In the middle of all of this judgment.
在这个审判的这个这之中
John sees, he says, a great multitude that no one could number.
约翰看到有许多的人，没有人能数过来。
From every nation.
是从各国。
From all tribes and peoples and languages.
各族各民各方来的。
They're standing before the throne and before the Lamb.
站在宝座和羔羊面前。
They are clothed in white robes.
身穿白衣。
And they're crying out with a loud voice.
大声喊着说。
Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
While there is judgment on earth,
在地上施行审判的时候
they are still worshiping God.
他们在天堂上仍然敬拜神。
Chapters 8, 9, 10, 11 is the turmoil on earth.
第九章，第八章、第九章、第十章是地上的这一切的。
But look what is happening in heaven while all this turmoil is going on.
但是我们看在天上在发生什么呢
？Chapter 11, 16.
在天十一章十六节。
The 24 elders fell on their faces and worshiped God.
坐在位上的二十四位长老就面伏于地敬拜神。
We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was.
昔在今在。主神
For you have taken your great power and begun to reign.
因为你执掌大权做王了。
Here's what I'm wanting you to see.
我想大家看到的是
While everything on earth looks like it is absolute chaos.
在地上的所有的一切看上去完全的混乱，一团糟的时候，完全没有希望的时候。
John says,
约翰说
，Worship is continuing.
敬拜仍然在进行。
And because of that worship,
因为那样的敬拜
，God's people can have confidence even in that chaos.
即使在这种混乱这种之中，神的百姓仍然有确据。
If you don't get anything else this morning, remember this sentence.
如果你什么都没有，今天早上都没有听到，那你记住这一点。
Here's what I want you to see from these chapters in Revelation.
我想你从启示录的这些章节中，你看到这一点。
The time when worship is most difficult is the time when worship is most important.
就是在敬拜最艰难、最困难的时候，也是敬拜最重要的时候。
When it is hardest to worship.That's when we most desperately need to worship.
当我们最难去敬拜的时候，那就是我们非常非常需要去敬拜的时候。
When everything around us is dark,
当我们周围的一切都看上去黑暗无光的时候，
we need to see God is on His throne.
我们需要看到神就坐在他的宝座上。
When your life feels like it's in shambles,
当你觉得你的生活已经是一团糟的时候，
when the last thing you want to do is get up and go to church,
当你最不想做的事情就是起来去教会的时候，
that's when we most need to see the Lamb,
那就是我们最需要看到羔羊的时候，
and to know that He will carry us to victory,
而且知道他会把我们带过这一切。
When worship is most difficult, worship is most important.
当敬拜最艰难的时候，却是敬拜最重要的时候。
Let me move further in the book.
让我们继续往前看。
Chapters 12, 13, and 14, more suffering and tribulation on earth.
在第十二章，在第十三章是地上更多的这种
困难。Down here it's chaos.
就是有死亡，有这种混乱。
And when those first century Christians were reading this,
第一世纪的基督徒当他们读到这里的时候
They weren't asking when will this happen
他们没有说这什么时候会发生
They were saying that's happening right now
他们就说这个就正在发生
Our world is falling apart
我们的整个世界都快不行了都要倒下了
And John said
约翰说
Maybe it is
可能是
But look up there
但是呢你往天上看
Because in heaven
在天上
They are singing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
他们在唱摩西的新歌。
Verse 3.
第三节。
They are saying,
他们唱的歌是
Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty.
主神全能者啊，你的作为大哉奇哉。
You alone are holy.
因为独有你是圣的。
I'm reading all of these songs they sing in heaven.
我在读到他们所唱的所有的赞美诗。
Because I'm wanting you to see that everyone.
我想你看到所有的他们所唱的歌。
Focus on him.
都是集中在他身上。
They don't sing blues in heaven.
他们在天堂上不唱那种叫什么那种音乐那种乡村歌曲。Blues 那种歌曲
They sing the praise of God on the throne.
他们所唱的是对神的颂赞之歌
They rejoice that He is holy.
他们在因为他是圣洁的而喜乐
And if our worship here is practice for worship there,
如果我们的敬拜是为了在天堂上的敬拜的彩排
we must be focusing on him.
我们的专注力也必须在他身上
Chapter 16, 17 and 18, more judgment.
在十六章、十七章是更多的审判
But during all of this judgment,
在所有的这一切的这个审判当中
John says, look up there again.
约翰说你再次往天上看
Chapter 19 After this I heard what seemed to be the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven
此后我听见好像群众在天上大声说
And listen to what they were singing
你听他们在唱的是什么
Oh there is great trouble
Oh 麻烦好大呀太多的灾难了
Life is difficult
生活太艰难了他们没有这样说
It says this is what they were singing
这是他们所说的。
With all of this trouble going on,
这所有的这一切的艰难，所有的
在这里说，they were singing,
他们说
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why?
为什么
Because salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
因为救恩、荣耀、全能都属乎我们的神。
His judgments are true and just.
他的审判是真实公义的。
They are saying, yes, there can be difficulties.
他们所说是的，会有困难。
But we worship a God who is just and true.
但是我们所敬拜的这位神是真实公义的。
And so we can live in confidence.
所以我们可以活在确据当中，活在肯定当中。
Let me jump to the end of the book.
让我们到启示录的末尾。
Chapter 21 gives us another picture of worship.
启示录的第二十一章给了我们另外一幅敬拜的场景。
And to understand this picture of worship,
你要了解这幅敬拜的场景。
I need to take you all the way back to Genesis 3.
我们必须要回到创世纪第三章。
The very first picture of worship in the garden.
是在创世，那是第一幅敬拜的场面，第三。
It doesn't happen in a church.
没有发生在教会。
There's no pastor.
那里没有牧师。
The very first worship in the Bible.
在圣经中第一个敬拜。
Is God steps down.
是神走下来。
And he walks with Adam and Eve.
他和亚当夏娃同行。
And they talk.
然后他们也交谈。
They're friends.
他们是朋友。
There's fellowship.
他们中间有美好
交通。Nothing is hidden.
没有中间没有任何阻隔。
That's how worship starts.
那就是敬拜是那样开始的。
But then Adam and Eve sin.
接着亚当夏娃犯罪。
That fellowship is broken.
那个交通就被阻断了。
And for the rest of the Bible.
所以这个圣经余下的圣经。
Worship involves sacrifices.
敬拜就包括了这个。
Blood and death.
就包括了流血和
死亡。Worship becomes difficult.
这时候的敬拜就变得很困难。
But I want you to see what happens at the end of Revelation.
但是我想你在启示录的最后发生了什么。
Because in the end,
因为最后
Verse 2, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
我看见圣城耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降。
Verse 3, I heard a loud voice from the throne.
第三章第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来。
And listen to what he says.
你听他说什么
？Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man.
看呢，神的帐幕在人间。他要与人同住。
They will be his people.
他们要做他的子民。
God himself will be with them as their God.
他要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
In Revelation 21.
在启示录二十一章。
We are back to Genesis 3.
我们又回到了创世纪第三章。
Imagine this.
你想象一下。
You and I.
你和我。
Will be in the very presence of God.
我们就亲自的在神的面前。
We won't be ashamed.
我们不会再觉得羞耻。
We'll have no guilt.
我们不再有愧疚。
We will be able to see him face to face.
我们就可以看到它的本体的真相。
Our worship right now is getting us ready for that.
我们现在的敬拜就是要为那个场景做准备。
And what I'm wanting you to see is that our worship should be wonderful.
为什么我要让大家看到我们的敬拜应该是很棒、很精彩的呢
？Not this heavy, burdensome duty.
不是一个很沉重的一个责任。
Oh, it's Sunday.
又是星期天了。
I have to go to church.
我得去教会。
Or God will get mad.
不然神就会对我不高兴。
No.
不是的。
I have the incredible opportunity.
我有一个难以置信的一个大好的机会。
To see him on the throne.
我可以看到他坐在宝座上。
To celebrate the Lamb's victory.
去颂赞羔羊的得胜。
To join in what we see in Revelation.
去加入那个敬拜的团队。
Now maybe some of you are saying, yeah, but that doesn't look like our church.
有的人可能会说，好像我们教会不是这样的。
Our church doesn't look like what we read in Revelation.
我们教会所看到的好像跟启示录所读到的不一样。
And so the next time I talk to you, I want to talk about what that looks like here.
所以下一次我讲的时候我会讲我们在地上我们应该是看得像什么样的。
But this morning I want you to see that's the goal.
但是呢今天早上我想让你看到那就是我们的目标。
That's what we're supposed to be looking at when we worship.
那就是我们敬拜的时候所应该看到的。
But let me finish by going to something that I mentioned briefly last time.
然后呢我再讲就是说上次我简短的提到过的。
I was at a camp and I preached on worship.
然后我去参加一个营会我讲的就是有关敬拜的。
And someone said to me, that was a nice sermon.
然后有人就说哦你的讲道很好。
That's good.
哦那挺好。
But it really seemed to me to be a waste of time.
但是对我来讲这个好像就是浪费时间。
They said, I think churches need to focus on evangelism, not worship.
他说我觉得敬拜他说但是你有点浪费时间因为教会应该专注在传福音上而不是敬拜。
We need to be winning people to Jesus.
我们应该让更多的人信主。
And I agree with that.
我同意。
But let me finish this morning by going back to something I tried to say to you last time.
但是让我今天早上再回到我上次所要讲的。
I want to show you why I said that if we truly worship at PBCCC, we will become a more evangelistic church.
我上次讲到如果我们在这里是真正的来敬拜的话我们就会在传福音上就会更有热情。
Let me tell you the story of my friend Jeff.
那我讲我朋友Jeff 的故事。
Jeff's about 45. 45 years old.
杰夫大概是45岁。
Money has been his biggest goal in life.
他人生最重要的目标就是赚钱。
And so when I met Jeff,
所以当我碰到他的时候,
he had a lot of money.
他很有钱。
A marriage near collapse.
但是这个婚姻已经快崩溃了。
And four sons who wanted nothing to do with it.
然后他四个儿子都一点不想跟他有什么来往。
He's riding his bike down Gomez on a Saturday.
然后呢，他就是在我前面一条街呢，就骑自行车。
And he sees the sign for Hope Sound Bible Church.
然后他就看到我们教会的牌子。
His wife has already told him he's thinking about leaving.
然后他的太太已经讲了说他要离开他。
He's desperate for help.
然后他就非常需要帮助。
And so he calls up the church and says, is there someone who would talk to me?
然后他就给教会打电话说有没有什么人可以给我谈聊一聊。
Secretary calls me.
然后这个秘书就给我打电话。
Says this man, I don't know what he wants, but do you mind to talk to him?
说这个人想要找人谈你可以跟他谈吗？
So he and I meet for coffee a few times.
所以我们就一起去喝了几次咖啡。
And finally, after a few weeks, he agrees to come to church.
然后过了几个星期，他最终同意说我来教会看一看。
Now, if you've been to the singing tree or to church service up there, you can understand this better.
如果你曾经来过那边的这个百人合唱，那个圣诞树的合唱，或者参加过那边的聚会，你就可以了解。
But on a Sunday, Jeff walks into this very conservative church.
然后星期天早晨的这个 Jeff 就进到了这个非常保守的教会。
He's got a surfer dude hairstyle.
他的那个头发呢，好像是那个冲浪人的那个头发发型。
He has been down at the beach, and so he comes in his beach clothes.
因为他刚刚从那个海滩回来，所以就穿着这个海滩的这个服装。
And on the way to church, he stopped and got a Starbucks cup.
然后呢，在来教会之前，他又买了一杯那个星巴克的咖啡。
And he sits down.
然后他又坐到教堂里。
For those of you who've been there,
如果你们任何人
right behind a row of old ladies with their hair in a bun.
就坐在。他前排的这位女士呢，这个头上又戴了一项那种头巾的很保守的一个法式。
And for a little bit, he's kind of dazed.
然后有点发懵。
But worship begins.
这个时候呢，敬拜就开始了。
The congregation sings enthusiastically.
然后这个会众呢，都是非常投入的在那里唱歌。
God's Spirit is there during prayer time.
当祷告的时候呢，你能感觉到神的灵就在那里。
The sermon exalts Jesus.
然后这个讲道呢，是在就是高举耶稣。
And in worship, Jeff begins to see God.
在敬拜中呢，这个杰夫就看到了神。
After service, people are friendly.
然后在聚会结束之后，大家对他都很友好。
Someone invites him to lunch.
然后有人就请他一起吃午餐。
No one tells him we don't drink coffee during church at our.
没人告诉他说，在聚会的时候我们是不喝咖啡的。
And the next week I meet Jeff for a cup of coffee again.
然后下个星期呢，我跟他又一起喝咖啡。
And he walks in, and this is the first thing he says.
然后他进来第一句话他说的就是
，I have never been in a church like that.
我从来没有去过那样子的教会。
But I really, really liked it.
但是我真的是非常喜欢这个教会。
I can't wait till next Sunday.
我就等不及下个星期天了。
And I'm going to try to get my wife to come with me.
我也想让拽我太太一起来。
You see, here's what was happening.
你看到发生了什么吗
？Worship, when we truly worship, becomes evangelism.
真正的敬拜就成了一个传福音的管道。
The best way to pick a restaurant
你最好的选那个餐馆的方式就是
is to look for people who look like they're having a good time eating there.
当你去找餐馆的时候你是不是要去一个餐馆看那些人都吃得非常开心
If the parking lot's empty, I don't want to go there.
如果你到一个餐馆前面都没车你可能也不想去那个餐馆
I want to see a bunch of fat people who are having a good time eating.
我就想去一个餐馆看到一些胖胖的人在那吃得好开心
And then I want to
我也想成为他们其中的一员。
And I'm absolutely convinced.
所以我是绝对的相信。
That the best way we can win people to Jesus.
我们能够赢得人信主的最好的方式就是。
Is for them to see worship.
就让他们看到敬拜。
That brings them into the presence of God.
就是把他们带到神的宝座面前。
When they see us worshiping.
当他们看到我们敬拜的时候
They should see happy worshipers.
他们应该看到很开心很高兴的敬拜者
I'm convinced that if our worship looks like worship in Revelation
我就确信如果我们的敬拜就像启示录中的敬拜
It will draw people to Jesus
会吸引人到耶稣面前
And then all we have to do is get them here
然后我们所要做的就是邀请他们到教会
But when they come
但是当他们一旦来的时候
And they see God on his throne,
当他们看到神坐在他的宝座上的时
候 And they see the victory of the Lamb on the cross,
他们看到十字架上得胜的羔羊的时候
That will win them.
那就会赢得他们的心
If I could see just one change at PBCCC,
如果我可以在我们教会只看到一个人的改变
It would not be a nicer building.
那个如果我想在教会看到的一个改变，就是不是有一个更漂亮的教堂
？I like our building.
我很喜欢我们的教堂。
It wouldn't even be more money in the treasury.
也不是说这个我们的有更多的那个奉献。
I trust God to support God's work.
我也相信神的百姓会支持神的工作。
If I could see one thing, it would be this.
如果我想要在教会看到的一个改变，就是
that week after week.Every one of us would see God in our worship.
而是每一个星期，我们其中的每一个人都可以看到神坐在他的宝座上。
That people who walked in would see Jesus.
人们来到这里是要看到耶稣。
Not that our service would be a copy of the service that Jeff went to.
不是我说我们的敬拜就应该看着像杰夫所看到的敬拜。
We're a different church and our worship will be different and it should be different.
我们是不同的教会，我们的敬拜也不同，也应该不同。
Our songs will be different, our sermons will be different.
我们的那个诗歌不同，我们的讲道也不同。
Don't ever try to copy someone else's worship. It doesn't work.
不要想要去复制或者去抄袭别人的那个敬拜，那个行不通的。
But I want to see worship that shows us God.
但是我想看到的是向我们展示神的敬拜。
Singing that shows an awe of God.
这个歌唱是让我们看到对神的敬畏。
Prayer that really makes me think. We think God's listening.
那个祷告好像让人会想到说他们真的是在跟神说话。神真的在听。
To wear belief.Walk away.
直到说不信主的人他们离开的时候
saying I don't know what happened, but I really liked it.
他们说我们不知道发生了什么，但是我真的很喜欢。
That in our cell groups we'd say, how can I be more like the Jesus that I saw on Sunday?
然后他们在小组中会说，我们怎么可以能够成为更能够让耶稣基督更像我们新梯天所见到的
Parents,
作为父母
If our worship is like that,
如果我们的敬拜是那样子的话
We won't have to fight to get our youth here.
我们不需要就是把我们的青少年拽到这里来
They'll want to be here.
他们就想到这里
You say, how do you know that?
你怎么知道的呢
Let me tell you.
我告诉你
I don't know a whole lot.
我知道的不多
But I know a lot about going to church.
但是我知道教会里面的
Because I grew up going to church every week.
因为我长大的时候我从小就是每个星期天都要去教会
And sometimes it was boring.
有的时候真的是挺枯燥无聊的
Let me tell you.
让我告诉你
Even as a little kid.
即使是一个小孩
There were some churches that I loved to go to.
有些教会我是很想去的
I could not have told you why at the time.
在我那个时候我不知道我为什么想去那个教会
The preacher wasn't always very good
那讲道的人并不一定都是很棒
But looking back I understand
但是回顾一下我了解到
God was often there
经常的时候是神在那里
When the people sang
当人们唱歌的时候
They really believed what they were singing
他们真的相信他们所唱的
When they prayed, they really thought God was going to answer what they prayed for.
当他们祷告的时候，他们真的相信神会回应他们的祷告。
The preacher just didn't just tell me how to live a better life. He showed me Jesus.
这个讲道的人不是告诉我怎么过一个更好的生活，他向我显示了耶稣。
And I wasn't even a very good kid.
我也不是一个总是很好的孩子。
But I wanted to see this.
但是我想要看到这一天。
It was exciting.
因为真是令人兴奋。
I want our worship to be practice
for
our worship in heaven.
我们的敬拜就是为了到天堂去敬拜的这样子一个练习。
That kind of worship will inspire us to evangelize.
那样子的敬拜会鼓舞我们，会激励我们去传福音。
That kind of worship will make us hungry to grow as disciples.
那样的敬拜会让我们渴慕在作为去成长。
So I'm asking you this morning.
所以今早上我问大家
Please don't be satisfied with coming to church.
不要就是来教会你就觉得满足了
Come expecting to see God.
你来到是要期待见到神坐在他的宝座上
Come expecting to see Jesus exalted.
你来到是要看到耶稣被高举
Come to worship.
你来是为了敬拜
It will change you.
会改变你
It'll changeOur church,
也会改变我们的教会
and through us, it will begin to change the unbelievers that we know.
通过我们也会改变我们所遇到的不信主的朋友
and it all starts with worship that truly brings us into the presence of God.
这一切都始于敬拜，把我们真正的带到神的面前。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, none of us deserve the privilege to be in your presence.
主啊，我们没有任何一个人配得这种来到你面前的这种权益。
We have no right in our own self to deserve to see you.
我们在我们自己，我们没不配来看你，来到你面前。
But you love us so much.
但是你如此的爱我们。
That you welcome us into your presence.
你欢迎我们来到你的面前。
But Lord, so many times we miss it.
但是很多时候我们都错过了这些。
We don't see you because we're not looking for you.
我们没有看到你是因为我们就根本没有去想要看到你，去期待见到你。
We're focused on so many other things.
我们的注意力是在许多别的事情上。
And we miss you.
然后我们就错过了你。
Would you help us to truly worship you?
求你帮助我们是真正的来敬拜你。
To see you each time we're here.
每次我们在这里的时候都能见到你。
To honor you, to lift you up.
是尊荣你，把你高举。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.